Okay, let's get into Zechariah Perikei, as we continue with some of the unusual visions that he has. As we know, that we already had a discussion of the Radak and the Abarbanel in the beginning of the Sefer, how to view some of these unusual visions. Rashi says they're sasum, we don't understand them. Is it because he's a lower level Navi, so to speak, as the Radak said? Is it because he's their higher content levels? That's the Abarbanel. But either way, what they symbolize is unusual, and we're not 100% sure about it, but it continues. But there's a lot of remazim, and Chazal pick up on a number of psukim in this regard, in this parak. So Va'ashuv says the pasuk, and I saw again. Vo'esa enai va'era. I lifted up my eyes and I saw. V'hinei megillah afa. And I saw a flying megillah. I saw a megillah that was a scroll that was flying through the air, and I couldn't read what was on it. V'hinei megillah afa. Vayomer elai ma'ala ro'eh. And the navi says, the malach says, what do you see? What do you see? Va'omar, and I said, Aniro e Megillah Afa, I see a flying scroll, Arka Esrim Ba'ama, V'rachba Esr Ba'ama. I see, it's 20 amos long, 10 amos wide, which Rashi points out are the exact dimensions of the doorway of the Heichal, because that's the remez to the Yitziyah and the punishments that they're going to lose the Heichal. But again, this was no Beis HaMikdash right now. So the vision is either about Bayish Rishon, a vision of Bayish Rishon, or the future vision of Bayesheni. Again, the Radak points out here, Lishita, so Hanavi Ra Megillah V'Lara Kasaba. He did not see what was written on it, Kamo Yecheskel. Unlike Yecheskel, because Yecheskel did see, as it says in Yecheskel, the end of Perek Beis, the Yecheskel saw a scroll, and he saw what was written on it. Vayifros Osalafanai, Vihi, Ksuva, Panim, V'Achar, V'Kasuva, Leha, Kinim, V'Hene, V'Hi. Right, all these sad messages and curses were written on it. So Yecheskel was able to see that. But Zechariah wasn't. Achamalo Amalak, Yekoch Anavu, I saw Leches Vedala, as the Radak said in Paragalov. Lefichach Chayomaros, Zechariah Stumos. Uvechaga, Zechariah Malachi, Paska Anavua. Remember that Abarino was not happy with that, because he says plenty of Nevuos of Chaga, Zechariah Malachi were clear. Just some of them were unclear, because the content of the Nevuah was unclear. But not because he was lesser of a Navi. So, what was written on it, asks the Radak. And he says, "Va'omar ani roe megillah afa arka esr ma'amo." We read that. "Va'omiyomar elai zos ha'ala yotzeis al pnei ka'aretz." You know what's written on these scrolls? The curses, the terrible things that are going to happen. Even though we've just been talking about, Zechariah has been pretty upbeat about go build the Beis HaMikdash, and this is going to happen to your enemies, and a lot of it is about geula and beautiful, but now there is a nevuah that it's not going to be so pretty. It's not going to all be great. During Bayis Sheni, there are going to be some difficult times where Jews are going to sin, and they will ultimately have to be punished for their sins. Ki kol ha-gonev mizeh kamor nika. Anybody who steals up until this point has been cleansed. Hashem has not punished. V'chol ha-nishme mizeh kamor nika. And anybody who has stolen up until this point also has been cleansed, and they haven't been punished. But now it's time. Hotzeitia, I will come out. Nu Hashem Tzvakos. Uvoel beis hagano, vel beis hanishma b'shvil hashakar. I'm going to come to the house of the one who stole and the one who lied. Nishma l'shakar v'lana, v'lana b'tok beis. I'll be in their house. V'kilatu ves eitzav ves avanav. And I'll be punishing them. I'll be punishing them because of what they did. I will not have any more patience for them, even though Hashem was erech apayim so long, but he will now not have any more patience. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about the heinous crime of Shua Sheker. Whether it's actual, right, let's start with that. Nishma b'shua sheker, lama teslam and aleph, where Bezdin warns people when they swear about the severity of shvua sheker. Ukshamashpino, so omrimlo, haviyodeya, shlol dai techa, nu mashpino techa, el aldas hamakom. When Bezdin instills a shvua, they say Hashem is here. Valdas Bezdin, shkematzinu b'moshe rabbeinu, kshishvias yisrael amalan du, shlol dai techa, mani mashpias chem aldas hamakom, v'al dai ti v'chulu, and he continues. And the psukim, they quote these psukim in Zechariah, Hotzir la alter, v'bal beis haganov, shein lo mamonis achaver, v'tono mashpio, v'chulu, these psukim are quoted. The fact that our pasuk says Hashem says he's going to come to the house with the stones and the wood. Dvarim she'ein eish umayim mechalon osan shvua sheker mechalon osan. If water and fire cannot destroy stones, shvua sheker could destroy stones. So we have to be very. It's very chamor. Shvua sheker is very chamor. Why is it so chamor? So I saw one of the rebbe's writes, Rav Bunim, was it Rav Bunim? No, I'm sorry, it's quoted here, Rav Meir Pamishlaner. Why Shvua Sheker so chomer? Because by all other Averis, Hashem could just wipe out the past, cross it off the record. Ki b'chol Avera Acheresim Adam Oseh Tshuva, Molkin Mi Sefer HaZachronos, as Kol HaChet, Ulam, if you're Nishpa B'Shem Hashem LaSheker, then you can't erase everything because it's Shem Hashem. V'zeh nirsham b'sefer. Yefshal l'mchok es Shem Hashem. V'rishumo nishar la'ad afilu k'she'oseh tshuva. Fascinating discussion. I have to know what that means. The depth of that, but that's one idea. The Mefarshim also talk about that there's a connection between Geneva and Shvua Sheker. Geneva and Shvua Sheker are both actions, but they have a connection. They're both a siluk of Yiras Hashem, right? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Kama, Geneva is worse than Gezela. Why? Because you're more scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're less scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you are of people. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tesama Beis, Mibnei Ma'ach Mir Torah Beganav Yosef Migazlan, Amar Lahem, Zehish Vakvoda Evel Kvokono. But Gazlan doesn't care about Hashem, doesn't care about people. Vizeh Loish Vakvoda Evel Kvokono. Kavayachol Asa Ayin Shalmata. Kilu eno roev, I was in Shomata, Kilu eno Shomas, Shnemer hoya hamamikim by me Hashem, Laster Eitza, Pechulu, and he continues. And that's why Geneva has Kefel and Dalad Vehei and not Gezela. But again, the Shvua and Nishpa Shem Hashem, obviously, you don't have any Mora for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that obviously has a Chumra element to it as well. But again, these are the two Averas that are mentioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zachariah brings that these are going to be the ones that are going to be punished. Okay, we continue. The Gemara also talks about in that Gemara, Shavuos Lama Tes, whether it's actual Geneva or Geneva's Das, for our purposes, doesn't really make a difference, because it is Geneva that will be punished. Vayetzi HaMalach HaDoverbi, so the Malach again came out and said to me, Vayomer Lai Sonei Necharei, lift up your eyes and see my Yotzeis HaZos. What is coming out now? What's your next vision? Vayomer Mahi, Vayomer Zos HaEifa Yotzeis. You see an Eifa, it's like a measuring cup. A measuring cup is going out. What's the measuring cup? So all the Mefarshim say, these whole psukim are all about Mida Keneged Mida. A measuring cup, exactly what they did, so they are going to be punished for. And exactly as we've seen in the other prakim, what the other nations did, they will get a just punishment, even though you might say they're Yad Hashem and they were meant to do it, but they went overboard and they're going to get punished. So Zos Eifa Yotzeis, there's a measuring cup that goes out. V'yomer Zos Einam B'chala Aretz. And he says, the Malach said, this is the ones that had the eyes on that. B'chala Aretz. Some say the Radak says, or the Mefarshim say, maybe it's the measuring cup that they used for tricking people and stealing and making it weighted. So that measuring cup is going to be what's going to punish them. Vine kikar oferes niseis. And there is a kikar oferes. There is some type of weight of lead that is being carried in the air. Vizos isha achas yosheves b'tocha eifa. And there's a woman that's in the eifa, the measuring cup. Very unusual. Vayomer Zos Harisha, that woman symbolizes the wickedness and the sins. Vayashlech otocha eifa, they threw her into the eifa. Vayashlech as Evan Oferes Alpia, and they put the lead in her mouth. Very unusual. What is going on here? The Gemara does darshan here on these psukim. A Gemara that some are familiar with. The Gemara appears in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Dalet and in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara about the killing of the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. They darshan it based on these psukim right here. By throwing, this is the Risha, this is the wicked one, and they throw her into a lead pipe and they close it up. That's exactly what they darshan based on these psukim. Chazal knew that these psukim are unusual to understand. Let's just read that Gemara. The Gemara says that they were davening in the times of Ba'isheni. We know there's so much korban was caused because of the taiva for Avodah Zarah, and something we can't even fathom. Read all of Sefer Malachim. They couldn't get rid of the taiva for Avodah Zarah. We don't to bow down to rocks and stones and statues. Nafak. So what happened? They davened, and a chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a petek, came down from heaven and had written on it MS. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to what they were davening for. And then all of a sudden, Nafak Kigurya, Denur, Mibes Kachi HaKadoshim, a lion, a little lion of fire, came out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Right, the Yad Ramah, by the way, says here. The Yad Ramah describes it. Kipshuto, could drive the whole score at Kipshuto. And then at the end of the piece, the Yad Ramah says, the Kulu Hani Mili Avagav de Parishnal Hu Kipeshtayu, even though I've explained it, Mistavra de Bamar Nevuah Have. Mistame was Mar Nevuah. Didn't really happen. You can't see a Yetzahara, right? It's not a fire. But either way, what happened? There was this Yetzahara, there was this lion. and they said, "Ah, oh, Amalu Nabili Yisrael, Hainu Yitzhar Avodah Zarah." Maybe the Sahariya says that this is the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah. Bahadi, again, if he was saying it, there was no Beis Hamikdash yet. Bahadi Katapsile Ishtam Ebein Asimineinol. As they grabbed it, a hair fell out from it. Vaazal Kaliyeh by Arba Mea Parsi, and the sound was heard 400 parses away. Amru Hechi Neve. What are we supposed to do? Dilma Mishmaya Rachmiyale. Maybe this lion is going to start davening, and what's going to happen? Hashem's going to have Rachmanis, and I'm going to be in trouble. So Amar Le Navi Shad Yua Beduda Deivra. Throw it into a cauldron of lead, v'chasiyah be'ivra, and cover it up to shayef kolik, because that will absorb the coal. V'tchsiv ar pasik. V'yomer zos harisha, v'yashlechota, they threw it. El tocha eifa, v'yashlechazem and afer salpia, and they covered it up. The Gemara just says, Amri, well, once they have the hot hand, so to speak, hol v'es ratzu nuni boy rachma yisud aveira. Why don't we dive it to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Gili Arayis, another one of the big three. Bo rachme, and they got it. Imser biyadayu, the problem is, chavshua, plus a yomi, they tied it up for 3 days, and then they boy biyasa basioma lachola, they needed an egg. Couldn't even find an egg. The whole reproduction organs of all the whole world were messed up because they took away the taiva. You need some taiva. So Amru Hechi Nevid boy palga mirkir lohavi. You can't just like daven for half. So kachlinu the ene, they weakened it, they blinded its eyes literally. Ahani beidlo igri inish bikrovose. So at least they blinded it, they weakened it, so now people don't have taiva for their relative. But again, that's all based on the psukim here that Chazal Darshan, again, Bavara Nevua, the Marsha in Yuma discusses this as well. But again, these psukim are all about the pshuto, so to speak. As close as you get to the pshat of these psukim, relates to mida keneged mida. It's the measuring cup, and an exact measure will be given. That's the Radak says here. It's all about mida keneged mida. We know Mishnayos talk about this. In Mesechta Sota, Mishnayos in the first parak talk all about mida keneged mida. The mida says the Gemishnah on Chesem Abeis. The mida shah the modid ba, modid in lo. Whatever a person measures, he will be measured. He kishta atzma, sota, beautified herself la avera. So Hashem's going to say, okay, so you won't be beautiful. He gil says atzma la avera, she revealed herself for an avera. Hashem gila la, Hashem will reveal her not for an avera. And it goes, so sota is obviously the first example. But out of that, the Mishnayos also continue on the next daf, on daf tesma base. Shimshon halach achareinav. Shimshon followed his eyes. Lafichach nikru plishtim esenav. So plishtim popped out his eyes. Shneemar vayochzu plishtim enakru esenav. Avshalom nizga ebisaro. Avshalom was haughty with his hair. Lafichach nitzle besaro. His end came by getting his hair stuck in the tree. Lafisha bal eser pilakshi aviv. Lafichach nasu bo eser lunvios. He took 10 of his father's pilakshim. He was speared with 10 spears. Shneemar vayochulu. And it continues. Exact mida keneged mida. That's what we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And he continues, v'chein le'nyin atova. And also, on the good side, Miriam, himtina l'moshe shah achas, shenemar v'tesad v'choz me'irachok, l'ficha nisavod lo, Yisrael zayin yam v'midbar. Even more, right, the b'nei, the good is always, mida tova is greater than mida peranus. As we know, Yosef Zachal Likbaras Aviv v'chulu, and the Mishnayos continue about the Mida Keneged Mida. But that's what this parak is about. This parak is about Mida Keneged Mida, and that's the symbol of the Eifa. We continue. Va'esa Einai. He says, I lifted on my eyes. Again, Zachariah says, Va'ere V'hine Shtayim Nashim Yotzos. There are two women. Two women. What does it mean, two women? Female angels? Right, what does that mean, female? There are no male or female angels. They're usually referred to in the male, Michal, Gavriel, but they're not physical. So what does it mean, two women? So the Rambam says that it's different levels of malachim. Like the Rambam we spoke about numerous times. The Rambam has different levels of malachim, the 10 levels of malachim discussed in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. So the Rambam says, Nashim reflects a lower level of, maybe not of the malach, but of the nevuah. Of the Nevuah. Gam Malachim, says the Rambam, this is in Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Aleph, Perak Memtes, Gam Malachim ain't a bali guf, elim sichlim nivdala mechomer. They're not physical, they are spiritual beings. They are Nivraim, but they're not physical, and therefore it's hard for us to imagine or even to describe them. Only you can only have an imagination for something in reality. Even if you don't have an imagination of an elephant flying a balloon in the sky, okay, that's in the world of imagination. But an angel, something that's not physical, there's nothing to talk about. He can't even describe it. So there are descriptions, but they're all mushal of a mushal of a mushal. And that's what the Rambam says here. Avalheim pu'ulim, v'Hashem bara am, u'bebreishes rabbah amru cherev ha-misapeches, right, they're described with swords, and sometimes pa'amim anashim, pa'amim nashim, right, that's us, pa'amim ruchos, pa'amim malachim, right, different words are used, only to be able to put into words this concept that we don't really understand. Avalamer pa'amim nashim sha'nevi'im pa'amim ro'im esam malachim b'mar ha-nevu'ah, tzuras nashim, romez l'divrei Zachariah olav ha-shalom, he quotes our pasuk. Kfaya data. You should know. The Rambam says, I've already explained. Kiasogas hamenuke minachomer. To try to grasp a malach. Vahamurtal menagashmias. Legamre kashemot al adam. It's like impossible. Zulasi lachar achsharas memusheches. Except after a very long time of preparation. Uveprade itzel misheno mavchin be miskladimio. So it's going to be very difficult to have those types of visions. Gamachmas koshi zed dibru sifri neviim balashonos efshal ahavim ipshutam gashmas hamalachim. They use physical words, but again, it is not something that is simple. But again, the two women. There is other symbolisms of the two. Rashi says the two here are the Bavel and the Kazdim. Rashi says there's always two nations that are put us into Gullus, even though you sometimes put them as one. Right, Bavel or Kazdim, and the other ones that are mentioned are Parasu Madai, right? There's always a double that is mentioned. Sham Amdu Kvuim Amachom, Basis Haukva Lahem, Vechulu, as he continues. Rashi here also quotes that Gemara that we mentioned about the Yisrael for Avodah Zarah. The end of that Rashi. Raisi Medrash Chilam Shadal Malchias Halalo Shashibu Yisrael, Kfulos Hayo, Bavel Vakastim, Madai Oparas, Antiochus, Umokdon, Edom, Vishmael. Right, they're all in pairs. Okay, back to the pasuk. That's Rashi, the Bavel and the Kastim. The Radak says it's referring to maybe Yehuda and Binyamin. These two women that are going to go to Gullus, referring to the Jews that did not come back. That did not come back. The Radak here talks about it very strongly. Right, and it's hard for us to imagine. Hard for us to imagine that they were building a Beis HaMikdash. They had Nevi'im there that were calling them to come back, and the Jews of Bavel didn't come back. Mother Jews, well, again, this has to be spoken about a lot more in Sefer Ezra, but it's just unfathomable that we could read this, and we would think, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, of course! Oh, people are going to stay in Gullus? They're going to stay in the Gullios of today? The Americas and the Englands and the Australias, they're going to stay if we have a Beis HaMikdash? Of course not! But it happened. It happened. Hashem got very upset. Right, he says, Astala mi binyan batim unatios kramim. I'm reading the Radak. Nis atzlu lalos mi bavel. Ashenisharu achar sha'ala ezra. Velo ratzu lalos. Af achar she'chil livnos abayis. It's unbelievable. They didn't want to come back. The Klei Yakar writes about this in Parshas Dvarim. I think we mentioned this recently on Penulachem Safona. Penulachem Safona. Go. What is Safona? So it means north. But, says the Klei Yakar, al derach drush safun. Jews should hide. Jews shouldn't become so comfortable and relaxed that they could show off their wealth in Gullus. Shem yimso isha yisraeli begullus, hachel hazeh, eza hatzlacha, ze'er sham, az yatminu, v'yatzpinu akol b'fnei Esav, ki'en lecha umah shemizkanes b'yisrael kamo Esav, ki lo daitam akol gzula b'yadam, mehem, mebrechaz Yaakov, if the Jews have anything, so deep down the Esavs don't want us to have it, because Yaakov stole the brachas, v'chulu. And he says, that is exactly the opposite of what many Jews do here today. He's talking about in Prague in the 1500s. V'zehefach b'mash Yisrael osin b'doras halolo b'arzo zayveyam. K'mi sheish lo mana, humaras atzmo, k'malbu shechavod. U'batim svunim, right, that's what we discussed this in Chagai, in the first parak. V'chashuvim, k'ilu hayu lo kama alafim. U'megarim ha'umos ba'atzman. Right, you instigate, you rile them up. Over to Mashanera, p'nu lechem safona. You're violating this pasuk. U'minag zehu b'rames b'nei ameinu, v'hu ha'misabev. As called to l'ashar misa'asno. This has caused us so much trouble. Says the Klei Yakar, that's here. But again, the ones that want to remain in Gullus and think that's the home. Or the Maharal Diskin also. If Shachtel asks, what the Maharal Diskin? On the Eved Nirtza. By Eved Nirtza, the question is, we pierce his ear. Why? Because this Eved that heard at Har Sinai, Lo Signov, and went and stole. Or this Eved that heard at Har Sinai, Avadayim. So we're going to give him a punishment. Ask the Maharal Diskin. I know that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Rashi quotes it in Mishpatim. I don't understand. But if it's the punishment for the stealing or the avandai, so we should punish him at the beginning. This is after 7 years. So why did we say we do the Ritzia now, 7 years later? Do the Ritzia at the beginning. The answer is no. We gave him one punishment. That's to become an Eved. Now, what does he say? Ahavti es Adoni. I'm comfortable here. I like this. He doesn't recognize that it's a punishment. So if you don't recognize that it's a punishment, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you another punishment. Galus, Rav Shechter likes to expand that, Maharal Diskin, Galus is a punishment. But Maral Diskin just says that about the Eved Nirtza. Aval Achash Kalu Shnos Hashibud, Vehu Omer Hafti Esadoni, Venichalo Beshibud Gufa, Bemash Nosin La Rabba Mazonos, Bar Ishto Banav Galidaiti Sha Onesh Machru Bezdin Lashabid, Ein Ze Oneshlo. You have to give another one. So that's what these Sukkim are saying. Right? They're there. They stayed in Galus. They're going to stay in Babel. Okay. You want us to not come back? So Hashem will leave you there. Hashem will leave you there. That's the two, Yehuda and Binyamin, according to the Radak. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says maybe the two women here are a reference to two Midos of Babel, Gaiva and Chanufa. Those two midos above El are the ones that are being referred to here. But either way, it says, he sees two women, Yosos, Ruop, and they're flying, like a stork, they're between heaven and earth. Where are they going? Where are they taking this Eifa, this Mida Keneged Mida? They're going to Eretz Shinar. Eretz Shinar, they're going to Shinar is Bavel. The Barbanel says Shinar is from the word Ninar, to always be moved from place. What does that mean? The Gaulus that they're going into, they're never going to be able to be in one spot. It's just going to move from land to land to land. That's what Shinar. Remez la'orach ha'gaulus shebegalusam yumunachim b'nezavim b'machunasam yamim rabim. That's part of the galus, is that we will never find a place to stay. We will always be on the run, as the Abarbanel himself, right? He lived in during the expulsion from Spain, so he knew. He had a first-hand experience that this is what is going to occur. Okay, we'll stop here.